picture a man of nearly 30 who seems twice as old with clothes torn and dirty. Give him a job shining shoes or cleaning out toilets with bus station crews. Give him 6 children with nothing to eat. Expose them to life on a ghetto street. Tie an old rag around his wife's head and have her pregnant and lying in bed. Stuff them all in a Harlem house and then tell them how bad things are down south. Picture a man of nearly 30 who seems twice as old with clothes torn and dirty. Picture a man of nearly 30 who seems twice as old with clothes torn and dirty. Give him a job shining shoes or cleaning out toilets with bus station crews. Give him 6 children with nothing to eat. Expose them to life on a ghetto street. Tie an old rag around his wife's head and have her pregnant and lying in bed. Stuff them all in a Harlem house and then tell them how bad things are down south. Then tell them how bad things are down south.
Pleasure. How was that for you?
It was good, man. It was good. Nice little turnout, you know, but it was really up for it. Good. Good.
Before you get on your long drive back home to London and get to your bed, I wanted to talk to you very quickly about the concept of escapism. The podcast series that you're doing is focusing on that, and also noticed there's a little bit of sci-fi that's creeped into 4Hero over the while. So what is escapism to you?
I mean, sci-fi has always been with 4Hero, I think, from the very early days when we started. And escapism was a word that both myself and Digo used to use when we were talking about how we kind of escaped the system by making music. So we kind of got out of the 9-to-5 and the whole kind of system, and we found that music was a way that we could do that. You know, we could make a little money here and there sort of thing, but just kind of edge ourselves a bit outside of the system. And then it also kind of explains what happens sort of spiritually when we're actually really listening to, you know, like some of our favourite sort of music and stuff. You do actually go to a different place. It sort of takes us out to a different place, and that's another form of escapism.
I use your Charles Stepney podcast in class quite a bit, because what we need to do is bring quite an air of calm into it. I was playing Play With The Changes as well, and it came on and they went, this is niche, this is wicked, man, because they're like 9 years old. Any comment on 4Hero being niche?
Niche, wow. I don't know, we've always been kind of the outsiders. When we was like making a lot of drum and bass and jungle, we was always still considered the outsiders of the scene. So niches, I prefer niche rather than outsider, so that's cool. Yeah.
Use Simple Things on the radio show, the track off your How About a Game of Chess album, and pre-Radiohead, pre-Prince, you sort of pioneered this idea of free to the people. How are you standing on that now? Do you think it's still a good idea for 4Hero to go? I mean, this is tied in with you obviously taking a lot more control over your last album and going in your own direction. How are you standing on that now?
I think it's good. I mean, we haven't sold the sort of units that we would sell if we was with a major, but the actual peace of mind of doing, you know, being involved in every part of the chain, whether it be promotion, you know, the whole marketing thing, the manufacturing, just that whole peace of mind of being in control of everything is that's great. And you know, it's a bigger reward than being on a major. I mean, Play With The Changes, the last album, I think we've done pretty well with it. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, we kind of like, we always try to do something just a little bit, like I say, outside. And if people get with it, then that's good, you know. So we're kind of aiming for the niche. We're aiming for those kind of like, those, we're kind of aiming for those outsiders, really. You know, we're not making commercial music. We're making something that an outsider might hear and think, yeah, let me be down with Four Hero. And that's the kind of, you know, I've always been into that kind of thing, you know.
About 2.5 years ago, I walked into Fat City Records and heard what I thought was at the wrong speed, Isaac Hayes. And it was that bass line, it was that din in 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 in. And I heard it, and then I heard the rest of it, and I had to scoop up the mixtape. The Visioneers obviously was a studio project, not a live band, and no tour or anything like that. Are we going to hear anything else? I know you had a remix EP out about 6 months ago, maybe, I think, it was a Jazzy Jeff remix. Anything else coming?
Yeah, we've actually been back in the studio, and we're two tracks into the new album. I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe not so many covers or anything like that. Maybe some more original music. We have been... Anyway, that's all right. Yeah, I won't get too deep into it, tell everyone all the secrets. But
tell me about what you mean by reclaiming jazz.
Well, yeah, reclaiming jazz, I mean, I think hip-hop, the sample-based hip-hop, was about reclaiming jazz. Because I think... jazz, you know, jazz music was left on the shelves and it was left in the deep, deep crates until hip-hop, you know, like collectors and artists and producers began digging them out of the crates, finding these little samples and then making it, you know, like street credible again. You know, because we, you know, if you talk to like 16, 17 year old kids about jazz, they'll sort of think about it as like this kind of dinner jazz music with a bow tie or something, trying to bring it back to jazz on a street level. And that's kind of how jazz originally was. It was really street music originally, and I think hip-hop allows it to be street music again through sampling.
We work with a vocalist again on the new Visioneers album. You have Voice on the last album. He's got an amazing voice.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm working with Voice on another project as well, actually. Another hip-hop project. So we're doing stuff together. Also doing a live show with her in Germany in a couple of weeks' time. But yeah, I think I'm going to have more vocals on the Visioneers, the new Visioneers album. At one point, I was actually thinking about doing a sort of a words and music with a spoken word artist with Visioneers backdrop musically. So we're playing around with a few ideas at the moment, you know, but we're kind of not final on anything until we're kind of five tracks in, and then I kind of know, right, click, this is what I'm going to do, you know.
Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure, and what I really appreciate you doing is educating the internet with you. You've got your Red Bull Music Academy podcast and your podcasts on there, so keep up the soul, because that is, I think, like providing escapism for people. So
cool. I mean, that whole podcast thing, I love it. When I first done the first three podcasts, like the Solar Ranger series, I had no idea. It's got a really great response. I mean, the downloads are ridiculous, crazy. It's like some figures I could never sell that sort of those. Yeah, I could never sell that, you know, I mean, those sort of figures, but to actually know that people are downloading it, and the comments are really good about just educationally, people hearing some of these great arrangers that, you know, that were forgotten, you know, and, you know, I've even got, like, hits from people that actually were on the records saying it was great to actually hear the series, yeah.
The way you actually put it together, like the Silvers one that you've done, it's all these collections... The threads that run through it, and like the Charles Stepney one, when I first heard that, I didn't see those threads, and it's so, you know, historical, really.
Yep, definitely. Yep.
When's the Mark Max Solar Ranger one coming on? Who's going to do that?
I don't know. I'm actually thinking about doing the producer series. Chilling with Mark so maybe that might be the next one. I might be like maybe three on my favourite producers, something like that.
Right, nice one. I'll let you sign off. Thank you, Mark.
Cool, no problem. Take care, man. Peace.
Kevin Everett, and I'm checking out New Wave Radio.
Check it out, this is Amphilo, and you're listening to New Wave Radio.
Hey yo, what's happening? This is Dwell AG, and I'm listening to New Wave Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Mos Def. Listen to my man Mark Max. More love.
This is Sauron.